This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I tell you what, the DOJ suing Virginia for getting non-citizens off their voting rolls is insane. It's absolutely insane, but it's not surprising because they want to make sure that every illegal immigrant in this country can vote. They want to do everything they possibly can to cheat. Not shocking at all. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It's Tuesday. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and streaming live on YouTube for your listening and chatting pleasure among our YouTube community. So thanks for being here today. Appreciate it very, very much. I'll tell you, Trump just did a sit down interview with the editor of Bloomberg at the Economic Club, and it was good. It was really good. It's a good interview. A lot of things. Big back and forth over tariffs. Big back and forth over tariffs and whether or not there should be tariffs and all of that. So what I can tell you is get the guy in there and then you can figure out the rest after the fact, but get the guy in there. All right. And you can negotiate policy and you can do all these things after Trump wins. Trump has to win, though, first, and then we can negotiate all these things. All right. That's what has to happen first. And I think like anything else, there'll be negotiations. The one thing I will say, though, is it's a very popular message when it comes to working class people who've seen jobs outsourced and companies close, manufacturing close. They love the message. I mean, a majority of Americans agree with this idea of tariffs, and it will be debated, no doubt about it. But what I will tell you is that if you don't elect Donald Trump, tariffs are going to be the least of our problems. I mean, if you're somebody who does not believe in tariffs, and it was a good debate today between Trump and the guy from Bloomberg. If you are somebody who doesn't believe in tariffs, I can tell you that tariffs will be the least of your problems if Kamala Harris gets elected from an economic perspective. Okay, from an economic perspective, it will be the least of her problems, of our problems, of our problems. And the other thing too is what I love is that the people are going nuts. I mean, the media, the left is going nuts that Trump danced last night at his town hall. They can't believe this. They're losing their friggin' minds over this. Trump danced at his town hall to YMCA. Oh, yeah. The media is losing their minds over that he was dancing. Also standing at times and also dancing at times, too. They are so desperate to try to paint him as having dementia. They figured, well, it worked to get Biden out of the race, so we'll try this against Trump. Trump just sat there for an hour debating economics with the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg. I'm pretty sure he can handle this. And dancing to YMCA, I mean, I personally think if that's what your standard is for dementia, then every person who's ever danced to that song who doesn't know how to dance, which is pretty much every wedding you've ever gone to in your life, particularly when it comes to white guys. Look, I'm one. It's all right. I say it. It's the white man overbite. So it's good. Yeah, we're insane for trying to dance to that, or dance to anything for that matter. But everybody at the rally had a good time last night. Even the guy from ABC had to acknowledge that in his fact checking. Even he had to come out and say, yeah, but, you know, they're going after him for this. But everybody had a good time. It was a lighthearted time. He was signing autographs. He was having a good time. And everybody in the room seemed to have a good time, too. That was Terry Moran from ABC News who had to fact check that after the media was losing their freaking minds. So that's where we are. I guess we're starting the live stream. I guess we're starting it now. All right. So we're up and running here. Is that good? We're up and running. I like it. Excellent. All right. Good. Just have Dom Giordano's face still, but we're up and running. There we go. Excellent. So join the fun. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. I guess there was a little bit of a technical delay getting it up and running, but we're running now. All right. So join the fun and start chatting away and do that now. But I want to begin with this story out of Virginia because it's infuriating to me with what the DOJ is doing here. It really is. It's infuriating. First of all, states run the elections in this country, not the federal government. And the Department of Justice suing Virginia over the removal of non-citizens from their voting rolls. This is the kind of stuff that gives people the absolute lack of confidence in our election system. And it makes people think that Democrats want to cheat. Why would the Department of Justice go after Governor Glenn Youngkin? It's a 2006 law that he's enforcing. His job as governor is to enforce the law. The law says we have to remove non-citizens from voter lists. The Department of Justice announced it was filing a lawsuit against the state of Virginia, Virginia State Board of Elections, and Virginia Commissioner of Elections over the state's enforcement of a 2006 law removing non-citizens from voter lists. This happened on Friday. In a news dump on Friday, we missed it. We were live at the Grand Hotel at Cape May. I didn't see it. Trump was asked about it today. He talked about it today at the economic thing. The DOJ wrote that the removal of voters from election rolls so close to the upcoming presidential election violated Section AC2 of the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Under Section 8C2 of the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, states are required to complete systematic programs in order to remove the names of ineligible voters from voter registration lists no later than 90 days before federal elections. So what? So it's later than 90 days. Who cares? They're non-citizens. The DOJ should be happy that Virginia is doing this. Whether it's in the time period or not, the Department of Justice should turn around and go, Virginia, great job. Thank you for removing non-citizens from voting rolls, because only American citizens should be allowed to vote in our federal elections. Obviously. I mean, in my opinion, every election, but only American citizens should be able to vote. So if they're on the voter list and they can't vote, you should remove them. No different than if somebody shows up on the day of the election and tries to vote, you should turn them away. It's enforcement of election law. And the DOJ's logic, if you think about this, would be equivalent to that. Somebody shows up on election day, goes to vote, they're not an eligible voter, and they get turned away. Now, there are provisions in certain states to vote provisionally, provisional ballots and that sort of thing. But you have election law and you have vote watchers, and this is a great opportunity to plug protectthevote.com to sign up to be a poll watcher this coming election. But you have people there to enforce election law. The DOJ's argument is, well, you had to do it up. You had 90 days. It's too late. You can't remove these people. The DOJ's lawsuit comes after Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an executive order in August, which requires all registrars to cancel the registrations of non-citizens who have registered to vote at a local, state, or federal election by falsely claiming that they are a citizen, including the forging of documentation or any other means of improper registration. Why would the Department of Justice not applaud that and say, how can we help? The answer is because they want non-citizens to vote. Like, they want dead people to vote, and they want people to vote more than once. It's bottom line. Bottom line, it's why Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law in California that says no town can put in any requirements for people to show voter ID. The Democrats want to make this as easy as possible for people to cheat and for people to be able to vote if they don't have a right to vote, sometimes even more than once. That's what they want. In Youngkin's announcement of the executive order, he revealed that roughly 80,000 deceased voters have been removed from voter lists in 2023, and that roughly 6,400 non-citizens have been taken off voter lists between January 2022 and July of 2024. So what's the problem? The problem is a woman named Kristen Clark. Kristen Clark is a Marxist. She really is. She is the head of the Department of Justice's Office of Civil Rights. And she is hell-bent on doing whatever she possibly can to go after Republicans, conservatives, conservative groups, whatever it is. We've talked about Kristen Clark a lot as she runs the DOJ Civil Rights Division. She's a problem. She's a big problem. Oh, by the way, Waltz is making his pitch to guys as Trump gains with men. He's doing his guys for Harris Waltz tour. They got the goofiest, oddball, Chris Farley looking Tommy Boy guy to go out there to appeal to men. The biggest beta dude to go out. They can't load a shotgun. Elmer Fudd, as David Urban called him, to go out there and appeal to men. Just find that to be kind of funny. Trump is doing really, really well with men, black men, Hispanic men, and even with people who are older than 30. 18 to 29, the Democrats have a little bit of an advantage. But it's not the advantage that it was. They're even losing ground in that group as well. Anyway, back to Virginia. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the DOJ Civil Rights Division explained that by canceling voter registrations within 90 days of an election, qualified voters in the state were placed at risk of being removed from the rolls. Okay, well, if they are at risk of being removed, it's very simple. If there's a mistake, then they should go vote. They get a provisional ballot, and then they check it whether or not they have the right to vote. If they do have the right to vote, then you count their vote. It's not that complicated. This happens all the time when people move within a certain window of the election. Sometimes the county board of election doesn't get the voter rolls updated in time. Sometimes there's an issue where the person may be registered in their old precinct. They haven't switched over their registration yet. That's why you have provisional ballots. That's why ultimately sometimes you have to go before a judge. There are provisions, and every state has them. They're all different. But the bottom line is that if you are allowed to vote, if there's a mistake made, you get to vote and your vote's counted. And they know that. The DOJ knows that. They just don't like the idea of removing dead people and non-citizens. They don't like the idea of this. Otherwise, why would they bother? Why say anything? You'd go, good, you got 80,000 dead people off the voter rolls. Great. Problem is, a lot of those dead people may vote in Virginia, and you know who they're going to vote for. I saw a funny meme the other day. It was somebody standing over a grave site, and it said, I'm convincing my grandparents not to vote Democrat in this election. I thought it was so funny. I forget who sent it to me. If you did, thank you. But Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark, she's nuts. I mean, she's nuts. She's crazy. Like, she's the kind of person that goes after any Christian-based group, a faith-based group around pregnancy centers. She's the one who launched that big crusade against adoption agencies and other pro-life pregnancy organizations. Kristen Clark's behind that move, too. This is what she said. As the National Voter Registration Act mandates, officials across the country should take heed of the law's crystal clear and unequivocal restrictions on systematic list maintenance efforts that fall within 90 days of Election Day. Virginia places qualified voters in jeopardy of being removed from the rolls and creates the risk of confusion for the electorate. Pretty sure the electorate can figure this out. Pretty sure they can find a way. And if you're not dead, you have nothing to worry about. Like, if you're not dead, I mean, the 80,000 dead people may have a problem voting. I'll give you that. That's going to be tough on them. I feel bad for them. They are dead, though. I'm just pointing that out. And the 6,300 non-citizens who should not be voting anyway probably committed some sort of a crime in registering to vote by forging documents that they never should have been allowed to do in the first place. So I'm thinking they got off easy here. Maybe they just go and, you know, go do something else. Governor Youngkin responded to the DOJ's lawsuit in a press release by labeling it as an unprecedented lawsuit against him and the Commonwealth of Virginia for appropriately enforcing a law that was signed by Senator Tim Kaine, who served as governor of Virginia. That's right. The guy who's running in Virginia, Tim Kaine, who is a goofball as well, that guy was governor once. Because governors in Virginia are term limited, so they can't run consecutive terms. This is a thing they do. They run for governor and senator, and sometimes they take a break and run for governor again. You know, he's the guy that signed the law, 2006, Democrat governor. Virginians and Americans will see this for exactly what it is, Youngkin said, a desperate attempt to attack the legitimacy of the elections in the Commonwealth, the very crucible of American democracy. With the support of our Attorney General, we will defend these common sense steps that we are legally required to take with every resource available to us. Youngkin added that the state's election would be secure and fair and stated he would not stand idly by as his politically motivated action tries to interfere in our elections. Now, you know what you got to wonder? How did the DOJ's Office of Civil Rights Division find out about this? Because the civil rights of dead people who've been taken off the voter rolls, they're not violated because they're dead. The 6,300 non-citizens, their civil rights have not been violated either because they're not supposed to be voting. They're non-citizens. This is not even a question. This is not a debate. So who complained? Obviously, Democrats in Virginia complained and said, we've got a problem now. It's like 85,000 people, 85,000 votes we were counting on among the dead and the non-citizens. So good for him for pushing back on this. Earlier today, Trump was asked about this at the economic thing that he did with the Economic Club of Chicago, the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg. Take a listen.
We just haven't gotten over something the Justice Department did yesterday, where Virginia cleaned up its voter rolls and got rid of thousands and thousands of bad votes, and the Justice Department sued them that they should be allowed to put those bad votes and illegal votes back in and let the people vote. So I haven't gotten over that. A lot of people have seen that. They can't even believe it.
I can't believe it either. I mean, it's I can believe it. I can believe it, though. Virginia's a state that I think Trump has a good shot in because of the school issue. And I get it. I understand there are two Virginias, much like there's two New Jerseys. And there's no such thing as Central Jersey. There's South Jersey and North Jersey. Everybody knows that. Virginia, there's Southern Virginia, which is red. And then you have Blue Virginia, which is the swamp. Right outside of the District of Columbia. It's where all the swamp creatures live. A lot of them do. They also live in Maryland, too. But they live in Northern Virginia. And they're government union workers. And they're the deep state creatures. And, yeah, they have turned Virginia into a blue state. But you have a Republican governor. And Youngkin won on the education issue. Remember what we talked about yesterday. What is the sleeper issue in this election? Could it very well be transgender athletes in sports? Obviously, athletes are in sports. I know I didn't need to say that, but you get the point. Could that be the sleeper issue? Yeah, it definitely, certainly could. Now, if that's the case, between that and the economy, Virginia is a state that I think Trump is very competitive in. Now, they're not focusing the resources in Virginia like they are in the seven battleground states, and for good reason, because you have limited resources, so you have to focus where the money is. I'm not saying Trump's going to win Virginia. I'm just simply saying that I think it's in play. But beyond that, there's no reason why the Office of Civil Rights should be going after the Commonwealth for taking dead people and non-citizens off their rolls when that's what they're required to do under their own state law. And the federal government has no jurisdiction in this. None. But the federal government's making the argument, we want dead people to be able to vote. I mean, literally, that's the argument. We want dead people and non-citizens to be able to vote. So that's why we're suing Virginia. How dare you? How dare you do this? That's ridiculous. It really is. It's ridiculous. But I'll tell you one thing, though. A lot of people have been saying over and over again that they're seeing the shenanigans in this election. They see Democrats for what they are. They see Democrats for what they are trying to do, which is to engage in whatever they possibly can to advance the ball with illegal immigrants in this country voting. And I think the American people have had it between the crime issue and the economic impact of illegal immigration in this country, and then seeing the Democrats purposely trying to flood the zone with illegal immigrants at the voting rolls, I think the American people have said, hell no. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. He's a great guy. He's a great dentist. He's the master of dental implants. And I want to let you know, too, that he's got his Veterans Breakfast coming up on September 9th. That's right. It's coming up November 9th. It's a Saturday, November 9th. It's going to be a great day. So make sure you join Dr. Mike for his Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event. All right. We've got a lot to chat about today. Chairman Michael Whatley of the RNC is going to join us. But the media melting down over Trump dancing yesterday at his rally. This is insane. Insane. The meltdown. It's great, too. You're going to love this. One of the things I'm looking forward to with Trump winning, not only the economy getting better, but also I loved the first 3 years of his presidency, the media meltdowns that occurred constantly. We had so much fun back then just making fun of the media for all their meltdowns around Trump. Do you remember the is the 25th Amendment bad? And George Stephanopoulos at the time, he said, well, basically true. I mean, there were so many things. And the meltdowns were great. I'm kind of looking forward to that again. That's one of the upsides, too. And Trump gets in there, the economy gets better, border secure, all that's great. But the media meltdowns will give this show a lot of content. Because I get joy in mocking these people. I really do. I get personal satisfaction and joy whenever that happens. So it makes me very, very happy. The other thing, too, is that locally, right here in Philadelphia, 6ABC did a puff piece on how wind turbines on the Jersey Shore are gaining in popularity. They are not gaining in popularity. In fact, recently, 40 additional municipalities, on top of the 50 that were already against it, came out and opposed these things formally. And you know as well as I do that people do not want these monstrosities being built. But I'll play that puff piece by 6ABC. And kudos to my buddy Mike Donahue, who you heard on the show on Friday at Cape May. He's been fighting this, and he called them out. He said, hey, let's have a debate on this. Get me on your show. Let's have a sit down. I'll show you how unpopular these things really are. But the local media is all in on pushing the narrative as well. No question about it. 855-839-1210. Streaming live on YouTube right now on X at Rich Zeoli. Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh yeah, baby, it's Tuesday. We're excited. So the media is freaking out that Trump was dancing last night at his town hall meeting in Oaks, PA. This is beyond silly. It really is. It's ridiculous. I honestly, their outrage over nonsense, like the fact that we don't know his cholesterol numbers. It's just, like I said, it's going to be a great part of when he wins. It'll be fun to just dig into the media outrage because they can't help themselves. They really can't. Their hatred for the man just comes out. But here's a little dirty little secret. You know who's rooting for him? Everybody at CNN, MSNBC, ABC, they know the ratings will be great. They will, because what will happen is the same thing happened last time. He'll win, and then it'll be a nightly therapy session on Rachel Maddow or whatever show is on. You know what I mean? All these shows will be nightly therapy sessions for people. That's what they did for the first 4 years. It was like, oh, my God. And they would give them false hope, too. Crazy Lawrence O'Donnell. Today's the day. Worse than Watergate. Every freaking day was worse than Watergate. Today's the day Donald Trump will go to prison. He'll be carted out in handcuffs and taken out back and shot. And so it'd give people who hate him a place to go. And their numbers went through the roof. He left office. Their numbers tanked. And a lot of them lost their jobs, too. A lot of the people that are there are now at News Nation, like the Lesser Cuomo, for example. And now the Lesser's trying to pivot, you know what I mean? But still. So they'll love all that. They will. They want that to happen. They really do. They're hoping deep down inside Trump wins. Nobody wants him more than the media. And we will love it. We on this show are going to love it, too. No doubt about it. All right, we're streaming live on YouTube. I wanted to play a clip for you. So this is what happened last night at the rally. Let's cue up cut number four, Kirk. So my friend Val tweeted this out earlier today, and she was at the rally in Oaks yesterday. I just retweeted it if you want to take a look. And she said, it's Lucky Val Powell. I was at Trump's town hall in Oaks, PA last night. He acknowledged in his opening statements how well he knows Pennsylvania and how often he visits there. He loves Pennsylvania and we love him. Real Donald Trump realizes that many of his supporters wait in line for many hours to hear him speak. It is genuinely touching to bear witness to his care and concern for any supporter who has a medical emergency. He could go on with the event as so many other candidates and officials would, but he doesn't. We are in this together. The crowd sings God Bless America. We pray. We listen to the Ave Maria, and we sang along last night. Ave Maria. Donald Trump shows us his human side, and we love him for that. He leads from the front in every situation. God bless and protect real Donald Trump. We need him. Hashtag MAGA. All right. Now, there were two people that had medical emergencies last night. And this monster sitting up there on the stage actually had the audacity to say, get a doctor. I know. Very Hitlerian. Very much like Hitler. He yelled, get a doctor, please. Get a doctor. I know. And then he stopped and he said, let's just listen to some music. And they had a great time. And they danced. And people had fun. And he danced to YMCA. Like, not good. I mean, but I can say that because I'm not a good dancer either. We really, none of us are. Anyway, guys in general, but unless you're trained, but we're not trained. This is a little bit of what happened last night. Let's do cut number four. Take a listen. Some people have pointed out that they play that song Hallelujah quite a bit lately. It's a Leonard Cohen song originally. There's some great covers of it, too. But they play that song a lot lately. And is it a throwback to Saturday Night Live? Do you remember when Hillary Clinton lost and Kate McKinnon, who plays Hillary Clinton or played Hillary Clinton back then, in a cold open after the election, came out with a piano and sang that song, Hallelujah. And the crowd was silent And I don't even think they cheered at the end of it. I think they just went right to the open. It was pathetic. I mean, it was as if they were doing a funeral for America that night because Hillary Clinton had lost. Saturday Night Live had already jumped the shark before them, but I mean, that was the night that it was any confirmation that you needed. You had it there last night or that night. So they play that song a lot and people wonder about that. They go, interesting. I wonder about that. But there was dancing. There was a lot of fun. But then they say this is not normal. This is Don Lemon. It's not okay. This behavior of his is not okay. Here he is on CNN with Bash. It's Cube Cut number 6. Don Lemon, not okay. Cut 6.
And on that note, this is definitely the pursuit of the Harris campaign this morning. They sent out a doctor's note from 230-plus doctors and health providers saying the American people deserve to have confidence in their elected officials' mental and physical capacity to do the jobs they've elected them to do. Trump ought to be going above and beyond to provide transparency on his physical health and mental acuity given his advancing age. Mm-hmm. They're throwing everything at
him. Yeah. But well, I mean, those are the standards that he had for who? Joe Biden. Those are the standards that he had for Barack Obama when he wanted him to release his birth records. So the rules just don't apply to him. Is he okay? You know, Kamala Harris is asking, the vice president is asking, I hope he's okay. He's not okay. That behavior is not okay. Let's just be honest about it. It's odd. It's weird. If you look at his rallies, you'll see when he went to Coachella, he just sort of stands there and, you know, wants people to sort of, he's like bask in the glow of the applause when he goes to just regular rallies. He waits for, you know, I'm proud to be an American. He stands there the entire time.
He stands there. Just like, stop it. Stop it. He stands. So they go after him for dancing and standing. He stands, sometimes he dances. Sometimes he dances while standing. It's true. I know. He stands while people play music and he listens to the musician sing a song. Oh my God, what a monster. This man must be stopped. And by the way, what is it? Is it that he's out of his mind and he can't stop dancing and standing? Or is he a fascist dictator who's going to take over the world? Like, it can't be both, all right? You got to pick one. Pick one or the other, please. Which one are you going with? Just help me out so I can understand. Is it that he's out of his mind and that's why he's dancing and, you know, YMCA, he's dancing to the Village People, standing there, the audacity of giving the courtesy to musicians to listen to them? Or is he going to take over the world because he's an evil madman? I'm trying to figure it out, please. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
People sort of praise him as if he's a monarch. This behavior is not okay, and I think leading up to the election, it's going to get worse. The hyperbole, the sort of unusual behavior, it's going to get worse as he gets more desperate until election day comes.
And it's going to get worse. He may do more standing. He may listen to more music. It's true. He may stand there and listen to more people sing. And this, we, America, cannot afford to have a man who stands and listens to people sing songs. We need to do better, America. Do better than that. How dare we show respect to a musician singing or to a song, a patriotic song, by standing and listening to it? And if you break out and dance, well, they're going to criticize you for that, too. Just so you know, Trump dancing is not normal behavior for a candidate. This is CNN's political director, David Chalian, speaking with Dana Bash. Who knew dancing is now the problem? Cut 7.
But, you know, he was supposed to be taking questions. He then went off into whatever that was.
After there were a couple of medical incidents,
yes,
in the crowd in a very
people
heated,
fainted.
Hot environment. People fainted, exactly. And so he sort of pivoted the event. I mean, obviously, let's be clear. That's not normal behavior for a candidate, right? Like, we've not seen that. And I think you can find people that have covered Donald Trump, like, have gone to more than 100
Stop it.
Donald Trump
Stop. They've Stop.
Never.
Stop. It's not normal behavior for a candidate to dance. Ever. Just so you know that, never, not even at weddings, not even at dance parties, never, not a karaoke night. Candidates should never dance. In fact, I believe it's in the Constitution. It might be Article But you're not supposed to do that. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's a federal law against. I think one time they killed a man for dancing at a bar. They shot him to death in cold blood. That probably happened too. This is not normal behavior. To stand at a rally with people and dance and have a good time with them while YMCA is in the background. I mean, just the Village People in general. Have we lost our minds? Have we lost our minds, America, that we would put up with this? And again, I'm just going to ask the question, which is it? Is he a fascistic dictator who's going to destroy humanity, or is he a goofy guy who dances to the Village People? Because I can't keep up. I can't keep up with the attack points. Help me understand. Help me understand where you're going with this. All right, let's keep going.
We're seeing that. So we should just separate that out that, you know, here we are 3 weeks out from an election and he's doing something that he's never done before. And that is clearly different than what presidential candidates normally do. That doesn't I don't want to then add on a sentence of therefore, this is like going to destroy his chances of winning the presidency. That's clearly not the case here. It does make you just scratch your head about like what's going on with Donald Trump that he is feeling himself differently in public or canceling interviews, or he is,
which he did today.
Yeah, exactly. So he is not
okay.
Well, no, we don't know that.
We don't know that because his taste in music leaves something to be desired. He did an hour sit down today with the Chicago Economic Club with the editor in chief of Bloomberg, just for the record. But so you know what actually happened. Just like my friend Val reported, I have to give credit to ABC News. It pains me to say that, but I have to give credit. So let's cue up cut number 8. This is something we'll be able to stream on YouTube here. You can see this. This is ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran. All right. He's going to explain what happened and kind of debunk what actually occurred with the media losing their friggin' mind over this. Cut number 8.
They tell me, and we're going to do a lot of things. But then, 30 minutes in, two attendees suffered medical emergencies.
A doctor, please. Doctor.
Monster.
The incidents shifted the mood, prompting Trump to cut the question short and instead play some of his favorite music.
How about this? We'll play YMCA and we'll go home.
Trump kept DJing, and most of his supporters stayed for another 30 minutes of his playlist.
Well, in certain quarters of social media, people had a field day with that, and I guess on the screens it might have looked quite strange. Inside that hall, however, people were having a good time. What can I tell you? It did not seem out of the ordinary. It seemed almost intimate, and at the end, Trump did something he very rarely does. He came down off the stage and mingled with his supporters. He was signing autographs and shaking hands and the like. Today, he's doing an interview with Bloomberg in Chicago, and then
he's a monster. He's a monster. Not only does he call for a doctor to help out, he dances, meets people who are there, shakes hands, and everybody had a good time. I'm sorry, but I cannot stand back and allow America to elect a man where everybody goes and has a good time listening to music after that man called out for a doctor to help two people who passed out during his rally. Not on my watch. Absolutely not. No way. This man needs to be stopped, okay? Before more people have fun. Before more music's played. Before more dancing occurs. No more dancing. No more joy. I thought that joy was the thing. Not no joy? No joy? Well, either way. I think I can speak for every American when I say, forget the economy, forget the border, forget all those things. We need to end the Village People now. And I, for one, have had it with the song YMCA. So enough already. Get back to boring, depressing rallies and never call for a doctor when somebody passes out. What's wrong with you? This man is a monster. A monster. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you'd like to weigh in, you can also chat along in our YouTube chat. Like I said, I'm really going to look forward to this for the next several years. Trump gets back in there. And this kind of meltdown is going to occur on a daily basis over the seemingly nonsensical stuff like this. And it's going to just be fun. We're going to have a great time. We really are. And the whole thing about the economy getting better and, you know, the border being secure and no more endless wars. I mean, there's that, too. There's that. Of course, you have to put up with maybe in the Navy. the other Village People song. That may rear its ugly head. But, you know, beyond that, I think we'll have a good time. Garden State Earthworks is going to help you. Have you noticed it is that time of year right now where the rains are coming and winter is on its way? Well, if you have not reached out to Garden State Earthworks yet, if you're just hoping that that water problem is going to get better on its own, guess what? It never does. Water problems never get better on their own. They only get worse. That's why you need my friend Lou Vargo at Garden State Earthworks. GardenStateEarthworks.com. We've used them twice, two different houses. They both had water problems. And I know that sounds crazy. Like, Rich, come on. How is it you always buy homes that have problems? Well, you know, what are you going to do? First house, the basement was unfinished when we bought it, in my defense. Then we finished it. And then one day we realized, well, there's water coming in. So we called Lou Vargo. They drained the water away. We never had another drop of water in that basement again. We bought this house. The backyard was a soggy, swampy mess. He drained the water away. We love our backyard, and the kids use it all the time. You don't want stagnant water, mosquitoes, and all kinds of problems. And then when the winter comes, that water thaws and freezes and thaws and causes you thousands and thousands of dollars in damage and headaches. So call them today, 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444, or go to GardenStateEarthworks.com, GardenStateEarthworks.com, and do it today. Lou's very busy because he's the best at what he does, but you tell him I sent you, he'll make you a priority, and you'll solve those water problems before winter comes. 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Just saying. That's what we got to look forward to in America. Four more years of that. All right. So I don't know if you want this, America. You better think very, very carefully. Think carefully and make your choice. Make your decision. Yes, a number of you have equated Don Lemon to the character in Footloose. Where apparently we're going to ban dancing now. So I'm reminded of one of my favorite lines from Avengers Endgame. Footloose, is it still the greatest movie ever? It never was. But yeah, no, it kind of is like that. We're no dancing. No dancing's allowed. This is not okay. So on the one hand, he's the evil dictator who's going to put people in camps and destroy democracy as we know it. And the other hand, he does the YMCA like your uncle at a wedding. Maybe even better. I mean, the way he does that, why? Have you seen that? Either way, we can't have that. I don't know if you know this or not, but you know who else used to do the Village People? Hitler. True, no joke. That's a true story. Pol Pot and also Joseph Stalin. Huge. They had a cover band of the Village People. So clearly, you know, they're onto something here. And the other thing, too, the audacity of Trump to stay and have fun with people and not just bore them with more speeches. I've been to a lot of political events in my lifetime, far too many than I care to remember. And luckily, most of them I don't remember because everybody at political events drinks. What I'm telling you is these things tend to be many times, not all the time, boring as hell. So when you get the opportunity to do something different, you love it. Like, for example, last year I was asked by my buddy Don Purdy, who's the chairman of the Atlanta County Republicans, to come down and give a speech at his annual Reagan dinner, honoring Jeff Van Drew. And he called me up that morning. He said, do me a favor. He said, please don't give us a boring political speech. I want you to roast everybody. Just get in there and do what you do and make jokes and roast everybody. And for the first couple minutes, the people in the room had no idea what was happening. And then they got into it and then they had fun. Some of my best events that I've gone to recently, thrown by my own buddy Steve Pacroduni, cigar nights. You don't even talk politics. He even asked me to come up and speak. I said, no, I'm not going to speak. We're at a cigar dinner. Everybody's having cigars and bourbon and wine and enjoying each other's company. I have nothing to say. So Matt Rooney got up and spoke. And I doubled down on the fact I'm not getting up there and speaking. My point is that when you go to enough political events in your lifetime, You can lose your mind with boredom. For a lot of people there, they're Trump supporters going. They're not on the fence about this. They're not going to wait in line hours and hours in Oaks, PA to go see him. They're voting for him. They just want to have fun and have a great time. And they're going to be telling their friends about this. Yeah, I was at the event where he was dancing. He danced for like 30 minutes. It was his playlist he was playing. Everybody had a great time. And he was just up there dancing. Trump? The guy that they're saying is a fascistic dictator who's going to destroy mankind? People kind? Sorry, Justin Trudeau. It's people kind. That guy was up there dancing? Yeah, for like a half hour. And then he was like just like talking to people and signing autographs and just having fun. Everybody was having a great time and dancing too and had a wonderful night. Really? Yeah, really. No, it was great. So this is the lunacy of the times in which we live. But I would just like the left to figure out what the attack point is, please, so I can keep track, because I'm having a tough time with this. I really am. I'm just having a tough time figuring it out, you know? In the evil dictator playbook, unless you're Dr. Evil, dancing to the village people is just, it's just not in there. It's just not there. You know what I mean? It's just not something the evil dictators do. I don't think you see Kim Jong-un doing it. And he may. He may Rocket Man. He may dance to the Elton John song. That may be an exception. But otherwise, for the most part, typically not something you see. So anyway. All right, we got Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley joining us straight ahead. I'm excited to have that chat with him about election integrity and election security and everything that's going on. And weigh in. We're streaming live on YouTube right now. Got a great showing by the Zioli Army on YouTube. It's fantastic. So, Mussolini was the drummer. I didn't realize that. I didn't know that. That's interesting. That's fascinating, too. Also, to play a song by where I don't know this for a fact, but I'm told some of the members of the Village People might have been gay. I don't know. I don't know that, but that's also an interesting twist. It's apparently, you know, he hates gay people, I'm told. That's what the left says, too. So I don't know. Fact check that one. They might have all been straight. I don't know. Again, not a big music guy. That may be a fact check one. I think they might have. Anyway, let's just move on, shall we? When it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you are getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. That's 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding, and make sure you tell them I sent you.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.